Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. Now, I am a big fan of visualization, and I met a great lady up near our cabin, Julie Annixter, and we've become really good buddies, and she was showing me what their company does, which is strategy mapping, and it's really interesting what she does. We kind of do the same thing with coaching maps, so we've been collaborating and talking together. I mean, really kind of a fun relationship, and one of the things that she does is visualization of strategy. Let's be honest, it's just like what? Your end of the year, your New Year's resolution, or your end of the year goals for next year. And what do we do with those? So there's two schools of thought. Number one, visualize it. I don't even know if that's a word, but visualize it. Create a visualization strategy. Number two, get a partner. We'll talk about that more in the next podcast episode, but visualize it. Create a strategy map. Have your major goal and three objectives you need to achieve. And so it would go as follows. At the top, have your goals, then have your objectives, then have your actions. And then what you'll do if you visualize it, now, the actions have to be specific. It can't be just practice. Maybe it's, I have to practice conversations of conflict fluently, flawlessly, without fear or hesitation, so it positions me to reach my goal of becoming a future leader. That's a really constructive action. So think about creating a strategy map, then think about wallpapering it. Sounds crazy, right? Think about wallpapering it. And what that basically means is, how do I put that into a strategy where it's visualized, meaning I see it every day? See, if you take 10 people who have goals and they write them down on a note card and they put them in their desk versus 10 people who create strategy maps and put it by their monitor, put it by their desktop, maybe put it on their refrigerator, maybe put it on a whiteboard where they work, which group will be more successful or more likely to stay with their goals and objectives and actions? The ones who visualize it. So remember, visualize your goals. Create a strategy map. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn and, more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.